From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, guest host goodness. I'm a permanent one. I'm sticking around. I'm Allison Stewart. It is December 17th, 2007.
I'm Torre. Thanks for welcoming me. Actually, you haven't said welcome, but I'm sure you will
later. I kind of said good morning. I kind of grunted. That wasn't really pleasant, was it? I'm sorry. Torre, welcome.
Thank you.
Can I boast about you for a minute?
Boast?
People might have read Torre in the New York Times, some of your writing, from Rolling Stone, author of several books. And we're going to find out if you can talk.
All I can say is I've known you for a long time from MTV, and you're just as nice as you were then as you are now.
I actually look a little nicer.
You look younger. And that was like 10 years ago or
something. That deal with the devil's working out.
Coming up on the show, the big Will Smith movie, I Am Legend, open up huge at the box office. But what else do Will Smith movies do? It's a story that's been made many times. We're going to find out why filmmakers love to keep remaking this story.
We're also going to check in on the weekend in politics. Politico.com is a great place to go for information like that. We also talk to Jim Vandehei every Monday morning. You're going to be talking to Jim. What's your be in your bonnet?
Number one thing I want to know, is Oprah making a difference? Is she making the difference?
All right. We'll get into that in a little bit, as well as this band. Have you ever heard of Battles?
No, I haven't heard of them.
Battles are a really interesting avant-garde rock band based out of New York. They dropped by the Bryant Park Project studio. We'll talk to them about the cacophony that is their music. Ooh. We'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story. From Michigan to Maine, hold on to your hats. The weekend blast of winter weather isn't over. Wind advisories are in effect this morning for much of the Midwest and Northeast as people dig through that combination of snow, sleet, and freezing rain that blanketed the U.S. from the Great Lakes to New England yesterday.
About a foot of snow is on the ground in Chicago. Parts of Vermont have 10 inches. There were three traffic deaths blamed on the storm. And at Providence, Rhode Island's little TF Green Airport, a U.S. Airways flight slid off the runway as it tried to land. No injuries were reported, but the airport had to close its runways for 2 hours.
And airport spokesman Patty Goldstein had the not-so-fun job of speaking to the press. This is from the AP.
The plane had trouble landing. There were 31 passengers on board, 3 crew members, and everyone got off the aircraft safely.
Storms are forcing presidential candidates to reschedule and sometimes cancel campaign events, which is tough because we're right before Iowa and New Hampshire's primary. Here's Eric Woolson, press secretary for Mike Huckabee in Iowa.
What makes it really tough at this point is that you just don't get a day back. You can't reschedule.
And of course, here on the BPP, we get you all the news you need, but we'd like to take our coverage a step further to break through the frozen pond of traditional storm reporting. An audio postcard from a motorist in Maine scraping ice off his windshield. Oh, it hurts.
That really brings the chill home. And not all ice scrapers even made that sound. Here's a Maine motorist talking to WGME-TV. His ice scraper broke.
I broke it. There's so much ice, I just can't scrape enough. I just keep breaking it. It wasn't a cheap one either. This ice is pretty thick.
You know it's bad when a guy from Maine breaks his ice scraper. In spite of the bad weather, at least one New Englander said she wouldn't trade her hometown for the world.
I was raised down south, and you couldn't drag me back down south with a mule.
The worst of the storm has passed, but scattered snow showers and strong winds are expected to continue today.
And perhaps one of the most fearsome aftermaths of the storm, kids staying home from school today. Good luck with that, everybody. That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin back with even more news.